it somehow seems appropriate that on the 4th of July here in 2015, that in Phone Boy Speaks episode 931, that I bring up a couple of stories where the federal government or the state governments or whichever is, maybe not respecting our freedoms that we supposedly celebrate on the 4th of July, or, you know, Declaration of Independence that happened in, 1776, and actually was starting to get signed a little bit before that, but that's not when George Washington was elected president. That didn't happen for, if I remember right, it was a few more years. It was, at least 10 more years after that. So anyway, that's a whole different thing. But there's been plenty of news stories, if you follow them or find them, where there's been asset forfeitures where the government just basically comes in and says, this is mine, and without any real due process. Some guy was driving his RV across Nevada, and they made up a couple of bogus traffic stops to get this guy, and they found $167,000 in his RV, and that's not illegal. If you are happening to be leaving the country and you have more than $10,000, they want to know about it. There's some rules about that, but certainly driving around in the United States of America with that amount of money is not, maybe not a smart idea, right? It's certainly some people might consider it suspicious, but it's not against the law. And, the government basically lied to keep this money, although a federal judge finally told them to knock it off, and they have to return this money plus pay the attorney's fees and stuff, because this has been going back and forth in the courts for a while. But it's ridiculous, right? I mean, the actual what you need to do in order to be able to do this is for the police to do this is they can come up with some pretty bogus charges and just like take your assets and then not give them back to you. And this happens in other ways too. This actually happened. Somebody had $75,000 in cash going through a TSA checkpoint in the airport. Again, not a smart thing, but also it was a domestic flight, perfectly legal sort of thing to do. Maybe not smart, but still. Even though they're not against the law, but they managed to find some way to get the money anyway, right? They crafted something, and this is happening a lot, right? And these are just two examples of things that have been happening. But unfortunately, if the government wants something from you, they can pretty much take it from you. I don't know how that makes it any, I don't know how that makes it any better than say, oh, I don't know, a gangster doing the same thing to you or whatever. But just something to reflect on this 4th of July. Hopefully this doesn't, hopefully this doesn't bum out your day, and that you can still blow off some fireworks and have a nice barbecue or whatever it is you do on the 4th of July. And if you're not in the United States, then, you all can laugh at us, I guess, but we're just have a good Saturday. But these kinds of things have been going on and they're probably continue to be going on. And unfortunately, as citizens, there's all we can do is fight it. And it seems like there's not much we can do about it. And I don't know that it happens like often, but it happens often enough that it makes the news and shows up in paper and on the wires. I guess just watch out, but it happens. And when it happens, fight back. That's really the only thing that you can do. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.